This is Len Bertain, author of 567 Problem Solving, Chapter 2. The 567 Aha Moment. The aha moment is usually the moment of awareness when a project manager or team realizes that they could have taken a simple, direct approach to solve a problem as opposed to the approach actually taken. Ideally, these moments of realization can happen before a poor project plan is selected and a substantial amount of resources expended on a failed, expensive, or overly complex solution attempt. We've been there, however, sitting around a table doing a postmortem on a project. Project teams sit looking at each other, wondering why in the world they didn't think of that approach before starting the project. That is what this chapter is about: fostering the environment wherein creative, efficient ideas are put forth to actually find 567 approaches before projects are commissioned. That is 567 thinking at work. It is first useful to address why these aha moments tend to occur after projects are completed rather than before the project starts. There are a number of common factors that contribute to suppressing novel ideas and efficient approaches to solving a problem and selecting a project approach. First, when executives and managers typically seek solutions to a problem, they typically want a solution to the entire problem. Leaders aren't commonly open to accepting partial solutions or incremental progress when planning a project. So creative ideas that can lead to improved insight into solving a problem during an iterative solution strategy are discarded or rejected, even if a rapid 5% solution might contribute significant profits to the organization. For example, rapid time to market. Second, many organizational cultures are beset with a top-down mentality wherein managers and executives tend to dictate problem-solving strategies to their teams. After all, they are the leaders and responsible for strategy, right? This kind of culture and mentality prevent the solicitation and collection of ideas from the team which will actually implement the project. These organizations are ones in which project execution is prosaic, results are mediocre, and the expectation of a remarkable achievement is slowly crushed out of the organization. From our consulting practice, there are a number of really interesting aha moments that have come up. The common thread in arriving at these aha moments tend to either be doing careful measurements or actively getting the participation of the employees most closely associated with the problem. That in itself is an aha moment. At Federal Express, we were involved in addressing the problem of how to quickly unload the truck at its depot. The truck drivers and crew were under intense time pressure to speed things up. Our aha moment occurred when the time to unload the truck was measured and the unload time was directly tied to how many people could be in the truck at any time. This led to the solution. They changed the loading of the truck, of the large semi-trucks, from rear-end loading to side-loading, which increased the number of people who could unload, which in turn dramatically reduced the load-unload time. A produce company was planning to build two storage buildings in the area where their vegetable fields were located at a cost of over $2 million for the two buildings. The aha moment occurred when, during our discussions, one of the employees looked at costs of moving trucks from field with vegetables and figured if they equipped a semi-trailer with all the cleaning and packaging equipment, that they could reduce handling and time of moving vegetables from field to the distribution center. This employee suddenly realized that the problem wasn't storage, but rather a process inefficiency where cleaning and packaging could only be done after initial transportation from the fields. Eventually, this approach became known as the factory in the field, and set a new standard for performance for the industry. So what is the purpose of seeking the aha moment? Our clients have often asked this question, as they feel we are chasing an ephemeral objective. Fortunately, there are solid justifications for seeking the aha moment before executing a project to solve a problem. The first is awareness at the executive and decision-making level that any organization typical project plans and problem solutions are rarely done using the 567 approach. They usually reflect the biases and traditions of the organization itself, and are often responses to pressures such as solve this problem and solve it right now. Executives that are aware that a 567 solution probably exists to their problem will be willing to entertain ideas, make incremental progress, and invest some time and energy to find this optimal solution. Starting at the top, they usually reflect the biases and traditions of the organization itself, and often are responses to pressures such as solve this problem and solve it right now. Executives that are aware that a 567 solution probably exists to their problem will be willing to entertain ideas, make incremental progress, Executives that are aware that a 567 problem solution probably exists to their problem will be willing to entertain ideas, make incremental progress, and invest some time and energy to find this optimal solution. The 567 mindset always pays substantial This 567 mindset always pays substantial dividends to the organization. Secondly, managers and executives learn to challenge and push their teams to find more innovative and simple solutions to problems. It takes some time to train an organization to adjust its thinking in this manner, but if it can, the benefit is huge. The time requirement exists because changing a company's culture around problem solving does not happen overnight. Whether you call it tradition, killing sacred cows, or corporate inertia, it takes time and energy to convince a group of people to do things differently than they are accustomed. Practical steps that executives can take include allowing and encouraging their teams to learn and make progress on difficult problems rather than attempting to solve them all at once. See chapters 3 and 11 on difficult problems and 95-33 thinking, which is the corollary or the inverse of 567 thinking. Executives can also encourage ideas and suggestions, gather groups of employees closest to the problems for roundtable discussions, and carefully avoid blaming those responsible for old and inefficient processes. In addition, celebrating progress and incremental wins rapidly builds a culture of positivity and support for the teams, which tends to lead to greater participation and energy. It is an impressive positive cycle when done correctly, and a very dismal negative cycle when done wrong. Finally, we have a technique we've used in executive roles over the years that has proven itself to be repeatedly effective. It's the what can you do question. The question arises when an employee, partner, associate, or associate. The question arises when an employee, partner, associate, or team member walks into your office and states, "We have X problem and we can't solve it," or say words to that effect. Our constant and consistent problem has always been, "Okay then, what can you do?" The challenge of "what can you do" is intended to empower employees, provide them executive support, and making incremental progress is perfectly acceptable. And creating a culture where failing to immediately solve a difficult problem is not a career-threatening event. Further, teams that are readily able to make incremental progress tend to make better measurements, define project success more clearly, and develop new and innovative ways to attack the problem as they made progress. They become incremental problem solvers, which leads to better results on difficult problems. Ultimately, this "what can you do" managerial tool will lead to having team members who think for themselves, challenge themselves, and become 567 thinkers on their own.